Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. We busy discussing various aspects of the malaika, the angels. In the last section we spoke about the ibadah and the worship of the angels. And part of their worship was to make dua for the believers. In this section we now look at what are the responsibilities of the angels. What do they do? Apart from the fact that they make tasbih and they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they carry out various duties and responsibilities on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some are responsible for matters of this universe. For example, you have angels in charge of the mountains. You have angels that are in charge of rain to drive the clouds and ensure that the rain falls in a certain measure at a certain place. You have angels that are responsible for driving the wind, determining the velocity of the wind. You have angels that are responsible for the seas. You have angels that are responsible for blowing the ruh into the womb of a mother after 120 days. The hadith says there's an angel when a woman conceives, and after 120 days, an angel comes and blows life into that fetus. So we have an example of the angel in charge of the mountains. We know the famous incident of Taif, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to give da'wah and he was pelted and driven away. He was stoned. When he left Taif, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to him with the angel of the mountains, in charge of the mountains. And the angel of the mountains then offered to destroy these people by saying that, O Prophet of Allah, if it is your desire and if it is your wish, then I will close these two mountains over these people. The tomb of Taif is a valley, so I will crush them all. I'll close the mountains over them, if that is what you want, O Prophet of Allah. So this is an example of the angel of the in charge of the mountains, who had offered Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the choice of whether to destroy the people of Taif. And we know the word, the response of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time. He said, "Bal arju ayyukhrijallahu min aslamihim." But nay, my desire, if you're asking me for my wish, I hope that Allah would take out from their progeny, "Man ya'budullaha wahdahu la yushriku bihi shay'a," those who will worship Allah and not ascribe partners to Him. And that is how the people of Taif were saved, because of the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is particularly significant for us, because Islam reached India because of Taif. People of Taif came to India, and that is how our forebears became Muslim. So the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made at the time of Taif actually was responsible for our forebears accepting Islam in that part of the world. Anyway, so that's one group of angels. The Quran talks about another set of angels, refers to them by two different names. The one Allah says, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِذِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ, that indeed there are over you scribes, Kiraman Katibin, noble, and the Katib means they record everything. Ya'lamuna ma taf'alun, they know what you do. So according to the hadith, These are two scribes. Every human being has kiram and katibin, two scribes, one on the right and one on the left. And the scribe on the right records a person's good deeds. And the scribe on the left records the deeds of the bad deeds of a person. So we must know that we're never alone. Even in the most secure place, there are two kiram and katibin, there are two angels with us all the time. And elsewhere in the Quran, Allah refers to both these and says that مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Here the names are given as Raqib and Atid, that he utters, no word does man utter except that there is with him a Raqib, one who is observer and willing to record whatever actions he does or whatever words he utters. So these are Raqibun Atid, and another name for them is Kiraman Katibin. And because of this fact that there are angels with us all the time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, avoid being naked. Avoid being naked. For with you are those who never leave you, referring to the recording angels. Avoid being naked, for with you are those who never leave you, except when you are relieving yourselves, that is when the angels move away from you, or when a man is intimate with his spouse. So observe modesty before them and honor the kiram and katibin who are with you. And in another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains how they record the deeds. So, in a hadith al-Qudsi, narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says that indeed Allah has defined the good and evil. So the evil is known, good is known. And then he explained, so whoever had the thought of doing a good deed, and he did it, Allah writes for him a complete good deed. Sorry, whoever has a thought of doing a good deed but doesn't do it, he's just because of the thought, the kiram and katibin write a good deed for you. And if a person had that thought, a good deed, of doing something good, and then does it, the kiram and katibin actually record 10 good deeds for him. So just entertaining an idea, something good, records, the kiram and katibin would record a good deed. And if you execute that good deed, its tenfolds are written. Likewise, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a thought of doing an evil deed, a thought crossed you of doing something bad, but you didn't do that, it was just a thought, and you didn't execute that, you didn't do that bad deed, Allah writes one good deed for you. Even though it was a bad deed, by the virtue of the fact that you did not practice on that, the kiram and katibin write one bad deed. And if you did execute that, you had a bad thought and you did it, the kiram and katibin write one bad deed. That's the mercy of Allah. If you had a good thought and you didn't practice on it, you get rewarded. If you practice on it, you get rewarded tenfold. If you had the bad thought and you didn't practice on it, you get one reward. And if you have the bad thought and you practice on it, you get one sin. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi, SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi.